Hey, brothers and sisters, this is Elizabeth Marie with Latter Rain 333, and I come to you in the name of our Lord Jesus, sharing with you the things that the Lord has been showing me. For all my new subscribers, please go check out the four forums that I have started for you all. The links are in the description box below. And also, if you have a prayer request, feel free to put it either in the comments section down below, or I will have a contact page if it's a personal request. And you can send that to me, and I will get it to my prayer team. I now have a prayer team that is set up. And if the Lord has called you into being a prayer warrior or an intercessor for people, you can also contact me and let me know, and you can become part of this prayer warrior prayer team that we've put together. All right, so the subject today is not my favorite subject. And I have held off giving you this message and the word that I received because it's kind of heavy, and it's things that people don't want to talk about. Christians do not want to talk about persecution. It's just something, you know, we are in the Western world as Christians, this is something that we have not really experienced, and we don't want to even think about it. However, we need to start thinking about it because we are going to start seeing persecution happening. I haven't been given the exact time, but the Lord has warned me and shown me that persecution is coming. But he has also showed me another side of persecution that maybe isn't as scary as a lot of people think. And I'll explain that to you in just a few minutes. What I want to do first is the Lord did give me a message, and please hang in there to hear the message that he gave me. But he also has given me two dreams and a word really quickly that I want to share with you that is connected. All right. All right, so the first word that I received, I got this on September 21st, and I was not happy about receiving this word. But the Lord has shown me something that's very miraculous through this word. So let me tell you what I heard. I heard this. I heard, I have been boiled in the fires and oils of affliction. I'll say it again. I have been boiled in the fires and oils of affliction. Whew, when I got that, that just kind of shook me to the core. And it wasn't until I was putting together this message for you all and this video that the Lord showed me something that was truly amazing. What I did was I looked up the people or the apostles, the disciples of Jesus who have been persecuted in the past. You know, I have heard that some of them were boiled in oil. What a horrible death. And in looking that up, the first thing that came up was about what happened to the Apostle John. And I did not know this. Or maybe I did a long time ago, but I had forgotten about it. Apparently, Apostle John was boiled in oil at the hand of Nero. But he emerged unharmed. He didn't get burned at all. And it was a miracle. Now, this is not recorded in the Bible. However, there are different accounts of this happening to John, and I will have the links down below for you all so you can see the research that I found about it. But it seems like this really did happen. He was put in, I think, like a vat of burning oil, and there was a crowd of people watching. And instead of him burning and his flesh burning and he's screaming such a terrible death, he was preaching. He was preaching about Jesus Christ. And it didn't faze him. And they put him in the oil and he didn't burn. And he kept on preaching about Jesus. And finally they just lifted him out of the oil. And it was such a miracle that many people in the crowd became believers. They became saved, born again, because of this miracle that they witnessed through the Apostle John. And this really, brothers and sisters, this really drove home the point that, you know, the Lord is in control. He can do miracles whenever he wants. And when such faith, Apostle John had such faith that God was going to take care of him, and God did not only take care of him, but he used this, what the enemy has meant for harm, the Lord turned it around for good. And that's what's going to happen with the persecutions that are coming. And that's why I'm encouraged, and I want to share this with you, because when we hear persecution, we all kind of freak out. But you know what? There is such so many good things that can come out of persecution. Like, there's going to be the salvation of so many souls and people that come, and we're going to see so many miracles and an increase in the kingdom of God because of persecution. So this is not something that we should fear. I really believe that we're going to see that persecution is going to bring in salvation. It is going to help bring in the end time harvest. So that's why the Lord gave me that word, and because I just sat on it for a couple of weeks, the Lord now blessed me with what he was trying to show me, that in all this, there's going to be wonderful miracles from the Lord. All right, the next one I want to bring to you is a dream vision. All right, in this dream vision, I saw a piece of paper. And on this piece of paper, it had rows of people on it. The first thing I saw were the rows of people, like 7 to 10 people, that were, it was kind of like an illustration. It was like, it wasn't a photograph. It was actual, like a drawing of different people. And the first thing I noticed was that I saw different occupations. Each person, I had a knowing that each person represented an occupation, like farmers or teachers or engineers, that kind of thing. And then I zoned in on, my eyes zoned into the middle person, and this person was somebody in the medical field because they had a stethoscope around their neck. But here's the terrible part, brothers and sisters, is he didn't have a neck. And then I looked closer and I saw all of these people were headless. They were headless, no heads. I woke up out of this this dream vision kind of freaked out. And of course, the meaning is very obvious. These people were beheaded. And I knew that this is a warning of persecution that is coming to all members of society who proclaim that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. It's a warning. We're going to be persecuted. In Revelation 24, it actually talks about that there is a persecution where people are beheaded. It actually talks about that. And I think, let me see if I've got the right verse on that. I thought it was Revelation 20, verse 4, but I might have the wrong verse. Look on my blog. I will have a whole bunch of corresponding verses with this message, along with some very, very heavy verses about persecution that you all should read, especially in the book of Matthew. All right, so let me move on to the last dream that I received. And I just got that on the 22nd of October. And what I saw was myself outside with a lot of other people, and it seemed like we were digging in the dirt, like working in a garden. And suddenly I noticed that there were these strange looking flying animals flying all around me. They weren't birds, but they had wings, and they kind of had like a long nose type, beak type nose, but they were unidentifiable to me. They were silvery gray in color, and they were about as big as a hummingbird. And I saw a few of them. I mean, it wasn't a swarm of them, but they were just kind of flying around like flies. And I was swatting at them, and I was really fearful that one of them was going to land on me. And sure enough, just when I thought about it, one did land on my arm, and it bit me. And it ripped my flesh open. I saw this great big gaping wound on my flesh, on my arm. And I hit it really hard, and it fell down to the ground dead. And I called all the people that were around me. I kind of yelled at them, come and look at this. What is this that, you know, just bit me? And that was the end of this dream. So the reason I'm bringing this to you along with a persecution message is because of the message that the Lord gave me, and I'll be reading it in a minute, because the Lord says in this message that we're going to see things that we have never seen before. And in this dream, this was something I had never, it was some kind of a weird animal, kind of like similar to a flying dinosaur, a small flying dinosaur, or a pterodactyl, is that how they're pronounced? I'm not very familiar with my dinosaurs, but that's what it seemed like. So whether this creature, out of this world creature, was from the pits of hell, or whether it was man-made, I really don't know. But the Lord is telling us in this message, in this upcoming last days, we are going to see things that we have never seen before, and things that we never thought were possible were going to happen. But you know, we are not to fear, brothers and sisters, because we know that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is greater and stronger than anything that the enemy can bring against us. There is power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and there is power through his blood. So as Christians, we must remember this, and we must proclaim and declare this boldly, no matter what crazy thing comes our way. I'm reminded of the scripture in Luke 10:19 that says, "Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, so nothing shall by any means harm you or hurt you." All right, so now let me go ahead and get to, this is the message I received from the Lord. And it is a sobering one. And I received this at the beginning of October of 2020. And I felt that today was the day that I was supposed to release it. "Hold on to me tightly. Do not look to the right or left, but straight ahead at me. Keep your eyes focused at all times on me. Hold every captive to me and do not wander. You are going to see things you have never seen before." I'm going to stop there, brothers and sisters. You see why I put that dream about this strange flying dinosaur in this? Because it's something I had never seen before. Back to message. "You are going to see things you have never seen before. Wickedness is at a new level. Do not let your hearts fear, but be rooted in me. I come now to warn my people of the great dangers that lurk behind the corners. An assignment has come to take many out, those who were called by my name. It will be a slaughter." Excuse me. "It will be a slaughter that is accepted by many. It will begin slowly and then pick up speed like a snowball that starts small on the top of a mountain and then becomes like an avalanche. During this time, many will fall away, but many will also come into my fold. For some, the pressure will be too great and they will slip away from me. Though I try to hold them closely, they will let go of my hand and thus fall away. Their foundations were shaky and their roots were shallow. Those who have been tested already by the fires and still remain in me will be found secure during this intense persecution. They shall rise up and proclaim my name till their last dying breath. I will reserve for myself a group of remnant that will escape what is coming. I always keep for myself a remnant. This message needs to go out because I don't want my people to be caught unaware of what is coming. They already sense that the handwriting is on the wall. Their eyes have been opened to the truth and they are not deceived. Though your time here on earth is shortened, your destiny with me is eternal. Let go of the things of this world and open up yourself completely to me now. I will cherish those who do so. You must be diligent. You must be diligent. You must be diligent. Have I not called you for such a time as this? Do not let me down. Do not fear, because I come soon. Your Savior and friend, Jesus." That was the end of that part, and then I waited a little bit to see if I'd hear any more, and I asked the Lord if there's any more, and then I heard this. I heard, "Stay true to me, and I'll stay true to you. And I heard, a bloodbath is coming. And then I heard, help others during this time, save many out of the pits of fire. And then the last thing I heard was this, walk softly amidst the mines that have been set all around you. All right, so there's a lot in this message, brothers and sisters. Like I said, please go ahead. You can read it and go over it again in my blog transcript. The link is down below. I looked up the word diligent because I heard that three times. You must be diligent. You must be diligent. You must be diligent. And when the Lord says something three times, it's an extra emphasis. It's something he's trying to stress that's important. I don't hear things three times very often. And I looked up diligent, and it says, it's the definition was constant in effort to accomplish something, attentive and persistent in doing anything, done or pursued with persevering attention, painstaking. So we are to be diligent, brothers and sisters, in our relationship and time that we spend with the Lord and our walk with the Lord. We are to be diligent right now in serving Him with all of our hearts. And I believe we're to be diligent to try to bring others into a closer walk with Him. All right. Thank you for coming and listening to what the Lord has shown me. I do want to end with a couple verses. Like I said, the Lord gave me a lot of persecution verses that really I would encourage you to read, because being a Christian means you are going to be persecuted in one way or the other, whether it's work, whether it's in family, or whether it's in even a greater measure where you give your life. 2 Timothy 3:12 says, yea, all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. See what I'm saying? If you are a disciple of Jesus Christ, there will be persecution in your life. Matthew 24:9, which is talking about the end days, it says, then in the last days, they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and you shall be hated for all nations for my name's sake. Matthew 5:2. And in studying persecution in the Bible, I found that Matthew, the book of Matthew, has a lot on persecution. It says in Matthew, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. John 15:20. Remember the word that I said unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. And I'm going to go ahead and end with Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you.